Welcome, guys, to Talk Your Talk with MTB and BJ. Today, we're going to talk about something you guys have been waiting for. Yeah. For your information, we're currently recording this podcast from the United States. So, guys, welcome to America. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People say America is the land of opportunity. And to be, welcome to the show. Why are you laughing? What's going on?
Nothing. It's just the way your mood is.
My mood, right?
It's something today.
I mean, yeah, it's normal.
I mean, I know you're always in a good mood, but...
Okay, so...
Yeah.
What was it like when you touched down America? What was it like for you and to be?
I mean, America.
When was that? When was that exactly?
Oh, yeah. I came here 2018, February.
Oh, yeah.
February 2018. I think that was the last day of February, the 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, 2018.
Okay.
And the crazy thing was, I came in February, right?
Okay.
February, March, April. April, they had a massive storm for the snow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, you saying February through March... That's giving a sense of winter kind of thing.
Yeah. It was, oh, wow. Yeah, it was winter. And the funny thing was, in April, it was worst. It was like, there was no school. It was crazy in April, and it was, I mean, for me, though, it was fun, though, because that was my first time seeing snow. Okay. It was beautiful. Wow. It was cold.
Were you happy seeing snow?
I was happy. I got frostbite, though.
Oh.
Because, I went out, and I was playing with the snow. It was just like fluffy and nice. Okay. So I was playing with the snow and I didn't know. And then when I got in, my hands were really cold.
Oh boy.
And I used warm water, which is the very bad idea.
Oh.
Do not use warm water when your hands are cold.
Oh wow. I'm just hearing that for the first time.
Yeah, that thing wasn't good. But it was painful. It was itchy and painful.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but luckily for me, it wasn't that bad. Because I heard people who get frostbites sometimes can get amputated.
Yeah. That's it. I heard that too myself anyway.
But
I doubt how well you played in the snow when you came here, because
I wasn't even wearing sweatshirt or anything.
I did play with snow when I saw, because
yeah,
I was excited to be here, yeah, but at the same time I was just out there enjoying myself.
Yeah, it was fun though. I think for me I like the snow. I just don't want the cold.
Like, I mean, it's good to have a beautiful weather, right?
Especially on Christmas.
Oh, damn. Boy.
With the Christmas light.
Oh. Yeah. That's the beauty aspect of it.
And the snow.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Or
I
you
love it.
Can catch the glimpse of that while you're inside.
Yeah, but...
Let's say if you're driving, you get to see the town.
Yeah.
You get to see things around
I love it, though. Yeah, because then you see the snow on the trees with the light and the houses.
Wait. So I don't get it. Why do they always go through that stress? Like...
Of decorating?
I mean, the way they decorate trees here, the way they put lights on it.
Yeah.
That's
the thing, though. That's the beauty of the... I mean, that... That kind of give you that sense of, I'm not home anymore. Like, no matter where you're coming from,
oh,
when you come to America, that is something that kind of stands out.
Yeah.
Like, this is America.
Hmm.
It's beautiful. Like, for me, I mean, we don't do that back home, like, in Nigeria. You don't, I mean, people cook.
Hello, who will even decorate trees?
There's
have
no
you,
light.
Have they even decorated their
There's
homes?
There's no light
There's
to
no
start
light.
With.
anyway, so, I mean, it's... Yeah. The outdoor is
no. It was. It's really nice for me. When I came, it was really beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And when I came, I lived in a city called Traverse City.
Oh, Traverse City.
And the funny thing was when I first came.
Okay.
Everybody that I saw for the first 1 week was on my height. Like, we're all the same height.
Are you
so
serious?
I was like, is this a land of dwarf?
This is so
Why
funny.
Is
Are you? No.
Short?
I won't take that. I won't take that from you. You're trying to make something up here,
no,
right?
No. Honestly, for the first 1 week, everybody I saw, either I'm taller than them or they're my height.
Oh, boy.
I was like, is this a land of dwarf?
Guys, have you ever felt like this before? Because... This is the first time I'm hearing something this hilarious from Auntie B.
No, that's fine.
Well, I'm glad you came to America as far back as
2018. When did you even come?
Yeah, I came the fall of 2022, August 2022.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, yeah. But that was the first time I experienced the old trees falling off. Like, hey!
Fall is beautiful, though.
Fall, no. Yeah. If I would pick any of the seasons, I would definitely pick fall.
Yeah, fall is beautiful.
I would not want the fall season to go off.
Yeah.
You get, but it's just normal, right?
Yeah, I like fall, too.
The fall seasons will happen, whether we like it or not. Yeah. We get to move on with the reality of life. Anyway,
yeah.
I mean, when I got to America, my experience was different.
So what was it like?
I wasn't happy, and I was not sad.
Mm.
You ask me why?
Why?
I had an accident before coming to the States.
Wow.
I had an accident on a Thursday, and I was supposed to fly into the States on Sunday.
Wow.
So look at that.
Wow.
I sustained some bruise on my left hand. I had a cut around my high hair. It was a struggle for me coming in. So I could not really be somewhat happy landing in America, you get, because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I had injuries all over me. I had my backpack. I had two luggages. So it was really an experience, a horrible one anyway. Yeah. I think that affected my mood. Yeah, you get. I mean, moving to a new country for the very first time in my life. It was even the first time I flew.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was literally my first.
Did you get the?
I didn't feel anything.
Did you throw up? No.
I didn't feel anything. People said when the plane will take off, I'll feel something.
You didn't feel your ears?
I didn't even feel anything. Like the plane was moving. I think
you were traumatized.
Feeling of the fan just blowing. You know how fan blows, like, oh, that was what I got.
I think you were PTSD. So you
No. I'm touching down.
Yeah.
I was not like, oh, I'm happy.
No, definitely now.
No, some people made videos like that. Some people were like, oh, I finally stepped out into America.
Did you come at midnight or was it during the day?
It was during the day. In the morning. I touched down Washington, D.C. So from there, I had to get a connecting flight to Detroit Airport.
Oh, okay.
So that was a lot. I have a gist for you guys. Please stay tuned with us and to be and BJ.
I better give you my clap innovation. Okay, guys. We love you guys. And follow us for the next episode to hear more.
And to be saying we should wrap it up.
We're not wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up for this episode.
Oh, we're wrapping it up for this episode, guys.
Yeah, then the next episode is going to be a continuation, though.
Let us know how you feel when you touch down America for people who are here already, for people who are just coming, listening to this voice of ours. Yes. You will come to America. Just keep dreaming if you want to be here.
There's
right?
so much
Your dream
to learn.
Is valid.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to be here, put in the effort. If you want to apply to schools, apply to schools. If you want to come here for a job, just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
The world has something you have. And the world is waiting patiently to receive you.
Oh, shit. So, guys. Let me give that for you.
So that's Auntie B.
Well, thanks to Uncle BJ for the motivational speech.
Yeah, so that's Auntie B cheering me up like, that was good stuff. So guys, please leave a comment for us about how you felt when you touched down America. And
if you have any questions, like you guys want to ask us questions of you know, different things. We have different ideas of things and how things run, so...
Yeah.
Feel free to ask questions.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people lined up to be part of our show.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff that would benefit you as you continually live in America. We love you so much. We appreciate your time with us.
And also, big shout out to Western Michigan University for providing us the facility that we are using to record. And shout out to Wild Studio for giving us the space that we're using. Thank you so much.